When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hello， 你好，欢迎收听或者是收看独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）。我是大狗熊。在前几天呢，我做了一期英文的视频。这个视频的内容呢，是关于设计师如何在2025年创业的。这个视频的起源呢，是有很多我的朋友在国外工作呢，近期因为市场的原因都被裁员了，或者呢，这个离职了。那么，他们都来就有和我互动，说 Bear， 那么2025年这个工作那么难找，怎么办呀？这个你离职了，你还是主动自己辞职的，是不是有什么好经验带带兄弟们啊，带带姐妹们，挺有意思的。那么。这个话题呢，我觉得看不同的视角。那么就业市场当然是越来越拥挤，感觉如果要去竞争这个就业的这个具体职位的话呢，也似乎是越来越少。但我在这期视频里面呢，其实去分享了一些大的机会背景，那么还有一些具体我们可以去做的七个不同的方向啊，特别是针对国外海外的这个设计师呢，这些方向呢很多都是切实可行的，对国内的朋友呢也会有一些启发。那么我在这里简单说一下啊，就大的这个背景呢，看似这个职场的岗位越来越少，但是呢也可以看到这个独立经济，就 freelance 的这种经济模式呢现在正在爆发。仅美国去年啊2024年就为这个整个这个 freelance 呢，就为整个经济市场呢贡献了1.5万亿美元的这个 GDP 啊，这是第一个啊。第二个领域呢是创作者经济，就是我们中国人熟悉的就是所谓自媒体了哈，这也属于创作者其中的一种 creator economy。 那么创作者全球的这个经济的规模呢，现在已经超过了1900亿美元，那么这也是一个非常大的一个背景啊。那么第三呢，就是 AI。 那么现在83%的创意从业者啊，摄影师、作者、记者等等，就是凡是这个产出是这个知识型内容的人呢，83%的人已经在使用生成式 AI。 那么从这点来看呢，设计师其实可以做的事情就很多啊，就从这三个角度来看。那么我在这个视频里面呢，分享了七个不同的方向啊，比如说AI 微型工作室，Small Agency， 还有做数字资产售卖啊，或者是做这个软件插件售卖啊，或者呢是做这个在线的课程啊，还有呢就是可以去做这个零代码的这个风投项目。在美国呢还可以去做 Kickstarter 做众筹，另外呢还可以做付费社群。那么每种模式呢其实都可以针对于设计师可以创建自己的 your own business 啊。感兴趣的朋友呢请继续收听啊，或者呢在 YouTube 上搜索这个视频的搜索我的频道，可以观看详细的视频。我的频道呢是 Bear 刘 BEAR 空格 LIU，那么也可以搜索中文频道狗熊有话说。好的，下面呢就是这期节目的英文内容。
Over the past 3 weeks, a handful of designers have messaged me with the same worry. Hey Bear, nobody's hiring. The design market looks like a dumpster fire. What do I do? I got it. I left my own full-time job this year, and some people might think I know a thing or two. And yes, on the surface, things look tough. But here's the truth that calms me down, and I hope it reassures you too. Every design downturn has been a launchpad for designer-led businesses. Data-backed is up, and the stories of people who turn layoffs and recessions into billion-dollar brands back it up as well. First, why 2025 such a sweet spot? Last year, US freelancers pumped more than $1.2 trillion into the economy, a record high. The creator economy is already worth around $190 billion and could triple with this decade. Over 80% of creative pros now wield generative AI tools, meaning one good designer can deliver the volume an entire agency used to handle. And remote work is the mainstream, and companies that just shed full-time staff are buying design by the slice. So in short, bad news for payroll hiring is great news for scrapping independence. And history repeats this pattern. During the dot-com bust, the client studio 37 Signals pivoted and launched Basecamp. So in Great Recession, two design grads inflated a couple of air mattresses and bootstrapped Airbnb. When 2020 pandemic shoved us all online, Figma's valuation rocketed from $2 to $10 billion in a little over a year. Crisis hits, new tools appear, designers productize their skills, and fresh giants emerge. We don't all need a unicorn exit, but we can build a healthy, free lives. So, 7 ideas you can start this year. Idea number 1, run an AI-powered design studio. So, use ChatGPT to draft the brief, Midjourney spits out visual directions, and Figma polishes the assets. With more than 2/3 of the creative pros already leaning on generative AI, one designer can now deliver what a whole design agency team once did. And idea 2, open a digital asset shop. UI kits, icon sets, and Notion templates sell while you sleep. Top sellers on Gumroad clear thousands every month, and the market keeps growing as freelance surges past $1.27 trillion in annual earnings. Ideal 3, build a micro SaaS plugin. Solve one annoying task inside Figma, like instant localization for a flat $3 to $9 monthly fee. Solo makers share journeys to five-figure recurring revenue in only under a year, proving small tools can pay big. And idea 4, teach a live cohort course. Designers will gladly pay for a 4-day sprint on prompt craft or UX writing with an AI if it shortcuts months of trial and error. I personally will do that. And idea 5, run a no-code venture studio. Use Figma Sites or Framer to ship founders an MVP in 2 weeks and charge either flat cash or a sliver of equity. The model scales. So, idea 6, launch and Kickstarter first. Designers who raise just 20% of their growth succeed nearly 8 times out of 10. So set a modest target, show a slick prototype video, and ride the platform building hype engine. And idea 7, create a paid community. Package a Slack or Circle group with weekly design critiques, job leads, and evolving prompt library for $10 a month. So the margin is healthy. Slack only costs you about the same per user, and engaged members rarely churn. So pick one idea that sparks you, ship a rough MVP in the next 30 days, and tell me how it goes. I personally would pick one or two of things and try that too, and I'm going to share that in this channel. So yeah, and my own framework is simple. Discover, package, launch, iterate. It's just a design thinking aimed at your business. So if you want a deep dive on that loop, let me know and I'll shoot a follow-up video. So As a wrapping up, bad time for traditional hiring, absolutely. Great time for new opportunities, even more so. Grab an idea, build fast, and let adversity found your freedom. I'll see you in the next video. Ciao.
Hello, 感谢你收听到最后，能够听到这一段对话。狗熊有话说 Bear Talk 这个播客呢，创始于2012年，那么一直是由我大狗熊啊 Bear 来进行制作和发布。那么到现在呢，十多年的时间，其实更新呢有一些断断续续。更多的原因呢，是因为我在离开中国去新西兰工作和生活之后呢，更多会觉得应该把工作生活和关注点呢尽量放在自己生活的那个环境啊，而不是就是与那个环境抽离。所以更多呢，我是在制作英文的内容，在制作与跟自己工作和职业相关的设计类的内容。但现在我觉得自己的中文的这个毕竟是母语，毕竟是自己这个生长的一个平台，还是有必要让它保持下去。所以呢，我还会尽量在狗熊有话说播客中文的这个频道呢进行更新。更新的形式呢可能会有两种，会将我的英文内容呢加上中文的简述然后发布，也会呢专门针对中文的话题制作一些内容。那么希望你还是能够喜欢狗熊做的这些内容，那么也欢迎继续与我互动。那么与我互动最方便的方式呢可以是在通过我的 newsletter 我现在呢也有两个 newsletter 一个中文的一个英文的，那么也就是邮件通讯，那么它是免费的当你订阅以后，你就可以收到每期我发的一些内容。那么可以在我的这个邮件通讯的这个地址叫 bear.academy 这个网站呢去订阅那么也可以在 YouTube 上找到我。我的 YouTube 频道呢是中文的呢是狗熊有话说，直接就搜得到了。英文呢是搜我的英文名字 Bear 刘B-E-A-R 空格 L-I-U 刘我知道好多东西比较难记，之后呢更多会在我的个人网站上把这些信息整合起来。但现在呢感谢你的收听那我们下一期再见了，谢谢。
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.